I'm Jaron Cohen with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for March 23, 2026. Jury selection in the murder trial of Shannon Gilday is underway. As Curtis Tate reports, the trial is scheduled to begin on May 1st in Shelby County.
Gilday is charged with shooting Jordan Morgan to death in her father's home in Madison County 4 years ago. The trial will take place in Shelbyville due to the intense media attention on the case. Wesley Morgan, a former state representative who was injured in the confrontation with Gilday, said Friday the family continues to oppose a plea deal for Gilday.
My wife, my ex-wife, Jordan's mother, and I have both said that we are only satisfied by letting this case go to a jury of 12, and whatever that jury of 12 decides, that's what we're going to go with.
Gilday of Northern Kentucky is eligible for the death penalty should the jury convict him. I'm Curtis Tate in Richmond.
The elected boards of education for Kentucky's largest school districts would be remade under a measure moving quickly through the state legislature. Senate Bill 4 would reduce the number of elected school board members in Fayette and Jefferson County public schools from 7 to 5 and would add 2 appointed members with financial expertise chosen by the state treasurer. Longtime Jefferson County Board of Education member Linda Duncan is against Senate Bill 4. She says it takes away voting power and would make board members' districts too big to represent effectively.
If you're a democracy and you want democracy to work, we have to be close to the views of our people and not up high and just deciding things on our own. We have to be close to where the action's happening.
The Republican measure has support from several Louisville Democratic House members. It heads back to the Senate for what could be a final vote. The Kentucky House voted to impeach Fayette County Circuit Court Judge Julie Muth Goodman on partisan lines. Capitol reporter Sylvia Goodman has more.
Goodman was impeached on 5 articles which allege she willfully ignored existing laws and precedent in her rulings. The Kentucky House has the power to impeach all civil officers for misdemeanors in office. The meaning of misdemeanor was up for discussion, with some lawmakers arguing Goodman's offenses, as alleged, don't meet the standard. GOP Representative Jason Nemes says he supports any judge who does their job, quote, honorably. Nemes chairs the impeachment committee.
But if you will say, I know the law says this, but I'm going to do that instead, then you do not deserve the black robe that you have been entrusted with.
Most Democrats voted against the measure. Representative Joshua Watkins from Louisville says there are other avenues that should be exhausted first. Appeals court, the Judicial Conduct Commission. Most of the cases Nemes pointed to are still under appeal.
If the voters lose confidence in a judge, there is always, in my opinion, another remedy, and the highest remedy there is, and that is the ballot box.
Now that the articles of impeachment pass the House, it can head to the Senate, where they will try Goodman and have the power to remove her from office. I'm Sylvia Goodman in Louisville.
A data center project in Kentucky has taken another step forward. Developer TerraWulf has signed an agreement with Texas-based contractor Fluor to proceed on a large-scale data center at former aluminum smelter in Hawesville. The agreement covers master planning and pre-construction services for the industrial site in Hancock County that was once home to Century Aluminum. TerraWulf announced in February that it had acquired the brownfield site with hundreds of buildable acres and existing access to electricity. The Maryland-based developer plans to spend $3 billion to build the data center, which should be in operation in late 2027. Learn more at WEKU.org. For WEKU News, I'm Jaron Cohen.